First of all, it is good to be back. I honestly, with all my heart, feel at home here at Hamer Springs. This will be a little longer homily than usual for homilies. I would like to speak about St. John the Baptist and Christmas. We may wonder why in the Church's Advent liturgy St. John the Baptist is so prominently featured. And on the last days before Christmas, it seems to be all about John the Baptist. What? The reason behind the Church's featuring St. John the Baptist during the whole season of Advent, and especially on the last days before Christmas, is because John the Baptist teaches us what we so desperately need to know about the meaning of Christmas, which we commemorate, and about the meaning of Christ coming. He is still to come on our own, please God, Christmas Day, when the Lord will call us from time into eternity, and then Christ's glorious coming on the last day of the human race. What then does John the Baptist teach us about the meaning of Christmas when we commemorate Christ's first coming into the world? John the Baptist teaches us that Christmas Day is the birth of God become man. We do a lot of travel during the Advent season. New York, Washington, Connecticut, Chicago. All kinds of Christmas decorations, huge Christmas trees. I listened carefully on the flight I took from Detroit, first to St. Louis and then on to Albuquerque. I knew the passengers would be wished. I was wondering what we would be wished. Not a Merry Christmas, but Happy Holidays. You'd never think that Christmas Day is the birthday of the living God who became man. And that is with John the Baptist. And not only when John began his public ministry. But already in his mother's womb, remember when Our Lady visited Elizabeth? And the child in my womb leaped for joy. And then Elizabeth told Mary, how is it that the mother of my Lord should visit me? John the Baptist recognized he in his mother's womb, Christ in Mary's womb. Whom Mary was carrying. The Creator of the universe. Him and John later on said, he was not worthy even to loosen the strap on Christ's sandals. He meant it. And when he identified Jesus as the Lamb of God, who was to shed his blood to redeem the world, John knew how we need to know and share that faith with others, that Mary's child, whose earthly name was Jesus, was and is the immortal God. That's all that Christianity is. One simple declarative sentence. Christianity believes that God became man, conceived of his Virgin Mother, and born on Christmas Day. To believe that is to be a Christian. To have the shadow of a doubt about that is to be a pagan. That's the first reason why John the Baptist is so featured, not just during the Advent liturgy, but up to Christmas Eve, to remind us what he knew, and we better know, that God became man. And he became man, as John told the people, to be the Lamb of God. God would die. God would shed his blood. But God is immortal. God has no blood. Change the sentence. God had no blood until he became man. How we need that first lesson of John the Baptist. But there is a second, dare I say, more sobering lesson that John the Baptist is meant to teach us. As he grew up, we are told, he lived an extremely mortified life. I was born on June the 18th. Mother told me that my father said he's going to be John, my father's name. I read a story about John the Baptist. Wasn't quite sure what it meant at first. He didn't take any strong drink. Well, the least I could do to imitate my patron was never to touch a drop of alcohol. Makes sense. But that's trivial compared to the message of John the Baptist. If there is one theme in the preaching of John, it was repentance. And the names he called his contemporaries. I can't imagine getting up on a Sunday morning and telling the assembled audience, "You brood of vipers." He might not even let me finish the Mass. John the Baptist, under divine inspiration, had no illusion. God became man to save sinners. How we need, in today's world, to remind ourselves that we are sinners. At table 2 days ago in Detroit, happened to be sitting next to my superior. He said, "John, did you read? I couldn't believe my eyes. Did you read the feature article in the Wall Street Journal? The Wall Street Journal on sin." I didn't. I'm going to get a copy of that article. I may frame it. The Wall Street Journal, Mazuma. And from what I heard, it is a blasting rebuke of clergymen in every tradition. Would you please, please tell people they are sinners? No wonder this is the Wall Street Journal. No wonder the country is in such a mess. $230,000 court cases involving crime in the last year in New York City. $230,000 criminal cases tried in one city. Whatever else John the Baptist was chosen by God to teach the world, it is our sinfulness . Well, if we are sinners, that's not just a pious moniker. I'm a sinner. If I'm a sinner, this is John the Baptist, I better repent. I'd better do penance. I'd better expiate. What a change in all our lives this would make if every time we meet some difficulty or trial or misunderstanding or pain or discomfort or inconvenience, we would tell ourselves, I've got it coming. All I know, still can't believe that I have that much intelligence when I finished college. Said to myself, Hardin, knowing you, I don't think you will save your soul unless you live a life of sacrifice. Religious life is many things. They have a litany of theological definitions. Here's one of my favorites. Religious life is a life of repentance. A life of expiation. And not just for our own sins, but for the sins of others. John the Baptist, therefore, was a prophet twice over. The church identifies him as the last of the prophets. Elijah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, all Old Testament prophets foretelling the coming of the Messiah. Finally, that was the end of the prophetic line, John the Baptist. He not only foretold that the Messiah would come, he told the people the Messiah had come. It wasn't even coincidental. Talk about the divine mathematics. Is it 6 months that he was conceived before our Lord? Perfect timing. So that he could tell his contemporaries, the chosen one, the Lamb of God, has come. But John the Baptist was not only, and here he gets embarrassingly outspoken, he not only said the Messiah had come, he's in your midst. But the Messiah will come as Christ at such length later on made clear. He, the helpless child in Mary's arms on Christmas Day, well, he became a helpless child in order to become a human being capable of suffering and dying to redeem the world. But this helpless child will come, and we better, beginning with a speaker, we better prepare ourselves. One of my favorite descriptions for our life on earth is, it is our Advent, preparing for the coming of Christ. And we better be ready. And being ready is no speculative theology. Being ready is acknowledging every day, and I dare say all day, we are sinners who offended, hear it, surely, a merciful God. But don't dare limit the divine attribute to mercy. God is also just. As I've been telling people over the years, there are two monosyllables that do go together as cause and effect, and they are sin and pain. Never, in God's name, never run away from pain. Never. That's what God taught us. As St. Paul makes so clear, having joy set before him, he chose the cross. He chose the cross. Christ did not have to. Being the innocent Lamb of God. But we've got pain coming. Coming for our own sins. Coming for the sins of others. That, as sinners, we choose. I didn't used to give a homily like this 30, even 20 years ago, but I do now. We choose pain, do you hear me? Out of love for the God. Whom out of idolatrous love of ourselves we have offended. We welcome the cross. Why? Because it is by the cross of Christ, that the world was redeemed, and the merits of the human race needs to be saved, merited by Jesus on Calvary. But it is by our cross that we cooperate with Christ. Dare we say it, in co-redeeming the world, beginning with that world, which is our own self that needs redemption. Redemption by suffering. Redemption by the patient endurance of the cross. Because, as sinners, following the directive of John the Baptist, unless we repent, we shall not be saved. Lord Jesus, you made sure that your precursor, John the Baptist, was conceived and born just before you. He was to be your precursor in telling a sinful world that you, the world's Redeemer, had come into the world.
But dear Lord, help us open our blind eyes to see how much we have to expiate. Give us the strength, dear Lord, to not only never run away from the cross, but to embrace the cross as you did, in order to redeem the world. And we to cooperate with you in the spirit of John the Baptist, to love what you, the infinite God, chose to redeem our sinful mankind, to love what you loved, to love the cross, because, dear Savior, we want you, when you come, to call us from time into eternity. Dear Jesus, we want to be ready for your coming, so that, having not only patiently, but, dear Jesus, joyfully embrace the cross here on earth, it may be embraced by you, our God, in that everlasting Christmas day for which we were made. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.